Hello, you're listening to Cricket World Radio.
And this is the News Roundup podcast. Coming up, a rundown of the latest cricket news from all around the world.
West Indies thrashed Pakistan by 84 runs in the final Super 10 game to reach the semi-finals of the ICC World 2020. The defending champions put on a wonderful display to first overcome a poor start and score 166 for 6, and then bowl out the opposition with just 82 in 17.5 overs. This means that the West Indies will face Sri Lanka in the first semi-final on Thursday. In the second semi-final on Friday, India will take on South Africa. In the earlier game, Australia beat Bangladesh by 7 wickets, consigning the host to a winless Super 10 stage. Aaron Finch and David Warner put on 98 for the opening wicket, as they made light work of overcoming Bangladesh's total of 153 for 5. In reply, Australia needed only 17.3 overs to finish at 158 for 3 and record their only win of this tournament. In the women's competition, openers Mithali Raj and Poonam Rout did the bulk of the run scoring as India beat the West Indies by 9 wickets in the final group game. Rout made 56 and Raj scored 55 not out as they confidently chased down their target of 118 in 17.4 overs, inflicting the first defeat of the tournament on the West Indies. Deandra Dottin thumped 57 in 51 balls, but the West Indies could only put 117 for 7 on the board, Kaur taking 2 for 12. She then added 117 with Raj before falling with the scores level to ensure India finished in third place in the group. And that result means that England won that group and they will face South Africa in the semi-final, while Australia will play the West Indies. Earlier in the day, Bangladesh women delighted the home crowd by taking an unexpected 3-run win over Sri Lanka in their final group game. Neither side could progress to the semi-finals, but that didn't stop them producing one of the games of Group B, with Sri Lanka unable to chase down their target of 116. Rehman Akbar top-scored with 41 as Bangladesh posted 115 for 9, before Panna Ghosh took 3 wickets, as Sri Lanka were restricted to 112 for 9 in reply. Needing 13 to win from the final over, Shashi Kalasirawardhani was dismissed by Ghosh, and then Madhuri Samudikar was run out from the final ball as Bangladesh made history.